Shonda Rhimes' ABC drama Station 19 pushes abortion agenda with crisis pregnancy centers smear. By Warner Todd Houston on April 10, 2023. Woke Hollywood producer Shonda Rhimes continued her pro-abortion campaigning with a crossover to her ABC drama series Station 19 on Thursday, in which she characterized pro-life pregnancy centers as deceptive places run by fake doctors. The episode was part two, airing after the crossover with Rhimes' ABC series Grey's Anatomy, which gave viewers a graphic and detailed step-by-step abortion scene and portrayed pro-life advocates as violent fanatics. Of course, Grey's Anatomy itself has been accused of faking the medical experiences it uses for its storylines. In the April 6 episode, entitled It's All Gonna Break, abortion clinic operator Dr. Miranda Bailey Chandra Wilson decides to go undercover into a crisis pregnancy center to catch them lying and deceiving pregnant women in order to trick them into going through with their pregnancies and eschewing abortion. As Dr. Bailey heads to her self-assigned duty, her husband Dr. Ben Warren, Jason George, warns her that pro-lifers are violent and dangerous and asks her to take Mace with her for protection, advice she refuses. Warren follows Bailey to the targeted crisis pregnancy center that Rhimes portrays as filled with liars. Warren, for instance, asks Bailey where they are and then tells her that the crisis pregnancy center has almost the same name as your clinic. Yeah. That's how they trick all these women into thinking they're providing abortion care, Bailey scoffs in reply. The plan, Bailey says, is to get the crisis pregnancy center people to offer a pregnant woman false medical advice so that they can then take the evidence to the state to get the center fined $1,000 for disgorging lies to clinic patients. To achieve that, they bring along Dr. Karina DeLuca, Stefania Spompinato, to pose as a pregnant woman seeking an abortion to try and trip up the pregnancy center staff. We need to know what they're saying to the patients to better arm ourselves as we try to get them shut down, Bailey adds. In another scene inside the pregnancy center, Rhimes offers her actor doctors refuting studies that show a link between abortion and breast cancer. The worker at the center tells Bailey, Warren, and DeLuca of the cancer link, saying I do need to tell you about some of the risks that nobody talks about. For instance, did you know that studies are being conducted investigating the link between women who abort their fetuses and an increased risk of developing cancer? Breast cancer is also a risk factor that could increase after abortion. The woman adds, to which Bailey responds, no, it's not. But as Newsbusters notes, actually, there are many studies that have confirmed a link between abortion and breast cancer. Unsurprisingly, the segment inside the center ends with Rhimes' heroes delivering an impassioned attack on the pro-lifers by conflating the foster care system to babies being given up for adoption when the clinic worker brings up the option. Dr. Warren gets his dander up and exclaims, just adopt, huh? Do you have any idea how overburdened the foster care system is? I mean, do you ever go see how those kids that you force women to have are doing? Dr. DeLuca then indignantly adds, do you know that the U.S. has the highest maternal mortality rate of any high-income country? You didn't even ask me if I had a previous problem with a pregnancy. You didn't ask me if I had a condition that might lead to serious complication. Nothing. I'm an OB. I've seen those complications. I've seen women bleed out. But of course, you don't even know because you're just wearing a white coat, playing doctor. And when the woman notes that if you don't like it, call your congressperson. This is your tax dollars hard at work, that sends Warren into another rant. So they're tricking women into going to what they think is your clinic. But it's with fake doctors and fake nurses and people like Nancy here who pretend to care, and I'm paying for it? Oh, no, 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 nope. Hey, how do you do it? How do you lie to vulnerable people? He barks. The episode is a cartoonish presentation of what goes on in crisis pregnancy centers and is meant to mislead viewers about what really happens in them, especially the claim that pro-lifers are violent and dangerous, when in fact, there have been dozens of violent attacks on pro-life crisis pregnancy centers in the last several years, while attacks on abortion mills are rare. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.